the rest of the story. Edmund Ruffin gently patted the loaded pistol lying in his lap. It was not the beloved firearm upon which he meditated, for as he sat there staring into the invisible distance, he beheld the procession of yesterdays that had brought him to this terrible today. A prosperous Virginia planter and journalist before the nation tore itself asunder, Edmund Ruffin had distinguished himself as the leading southern agriculturist of his time. He was president of the Virginia State Agricultural Society. He published a popular periodical called The Farmer's Register, which advanced his latest theories and elaborated on his methods. He also authored a book describing his revolutionary new system of crop rotation and fertilization, a text that would set new standards in agriculture. But then as differences north and south deepened, Ruffin's attention turned to politics. A passionate proponent of southern nationalism, he traveled to several southern states urging secession with the same zeal that he had once promoted scientific farming. He wrote a number of articles defending slavery. He made certain that he was present at John Brown's hanging. He attended 3 state secession conventions. And when Virginia at first refused to abandon the Union, Edmund Ruffin abandoned Virginia and went to live in South Carolina. It was there that this revered veteran of the War of 1812 got the thrill and the honor of his life. He was permitted, as a member of the Palmetto Guards of Charleston, from a battery emplacement on Cummings Point at the tip of Morris Island, he was permitted to fire the first shot at Fort Sumter. That's right, the first shot of the American War between the states. He would follow the Palmetto Guards to the first Battle of Bull Run as well. He was even said to have fired the famed artillery round that blocked the Cub Run Bridge. But Edmund Ruffin, nearly 70 now, would later be persuaded by his superior officers to serve the Confederacy behind the front lines. So he returned to Virginia. And with all of the might that his words could muster, he did. General Lee's eventual surrender was the greatest disappointment of Edmund Ruffin's life. The second greatest disappointment was that the federal authorities not only refused to arrest him after the South fell, they ignored him. Ignored him completely. And so in the waning spring of 1865, in his home in Redmore Plantation, Amelia County, Virginia, the defeated and despondent Confederate firebrand Edmund Ruffin picked up the revolver from his lap and put its muzzle to his head and, with a tiny twitch of his finger, obliterated his humiliation forever. For Edmund Ruffin was more than a surrendered soldier in gray. He was the human symbol of an entire system that committed suicide, a way of life which, for the evil at its core, had to die. But Edmund Ruffin's legacy included a significant something else for which he is remembered here. The bookends that enclose the annals of the most disgraceful era in United States history. For you see, at Cummings Point, he fired the shot that ushered that era in. And whether in his final moments it occurred to him or not, at Redmore, he fired the shot that ushered that era out. He fired the first shot, and he fired the last shot of our uncivil war. Now you know the rest of the story.